On Monday night's broadcast of The Voice, 18-year-old Michael Williams from Mason learns if he advances to the live shows during May sweeps. We last saw Michael 2 weeks ago, competing with three other singers for the last spot on the show. The viewers voted, and the results will be revealed when the show airs at 8 p.m. Monday on NBC. So Michael joins us tonight by Zoom. Michael, how you holding up?
I'm doing good. Holding up like everybody else in quarantine, I guess. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
So have you been able to take your mind off this at all?
I think there's definitely times where, you know, I have my brother home from school. He's doing college online now because of what's going on. So it's been nice to kind of relax with the family. And that's been a bit of a distraction. And then obviously it's pretty exciting seeing myself on TV. So that's been cool.
So I know you can't give away secrets and I won't go there, but can you say the show that we saw the last episode, there was the four-way knockout. Can you say when that was recorded? It had to be before the virus, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was recorded about 3 months ago. And so I've been waiting quite a while for the results here.
3 months, really?
Yeah.
Are you still being homeschooled? Would this be your spring of your senior year, basically?
Yeah, it would be. So I've been doing school alongside everything that's been going on. So it hasn't been a huge change for me because I've always done school at home. But I know for a lot of kids, it's a very strange senior year.
So I would think it would be hard to concentrate on chemistry or calculus or anything else if you're on the brink of singing for like millions of people live on TV.
Yeah, it's definitely a struggle to focus sometimes, but you know, I just find the times where I can have a minute to work and then focus on that, and then I got to move on to the next thing.
So you're on Team Nick, which is Nick Jonas. What's it been like working with him?
It's been pretty amazing for me. You know, when the Jonas Brothers were younger, when they were really popular, I didn't really follow their music or their story much, but when I heard that he was going to be a coach, I got really, really excited. And I kind of had that connection from their new album because they just released an album about a year ago. And, you know, I loved that album. It was super entertaining. It was a great overall album. And then also watching their documentary and hearing their story really kind of connected me to the band. And so to get the chance to work with Nick is something really special with the success he's had in the music industry.
So what's the best advice you've gotten from him or his brothers?
I think the best advice I've gotten from Nick is have confidence. You know, there's always times when, as a singer, you can be, you know, overcritical of yourself and overcritical of your performances and stuff like that. But he's been a big help in helping me to realize, you know, I've got something special that maybe the next person doesn't have. Every singer has something unique about them. So I think it's been cool that he's encouraged me to develop my own craft and be confident in my abilities.
So on TV the other week, he said you had the voice of an angel. And when he said that, the camera didn't show your face. So what's going through your mind when he said that?
Just wow. Just very blown away that he would say that. He's a big star. He's a rock star. So, I mean, he knows what he's talking about. So for him to say that was pretty mind-blowing.
In the time when you were in LA, when all this was being taped and all, did you get a lot of time with him and coaching, or was it mostly with the producer levels and picking songs and all that?
Yeah, I got a good amount of time with him for sure. You know, we got a lot of practice with him, with our songs, working on the song up to the day of the performance. So it was cool to see how it was just kind of like this, like a conversation each time we worked together. And it was just kind of like, I'm here to get better. And, you know, Nick knows where you can be. So if you're singing at this level or, you know, performing at this level, he wants to bring you here. And so that was something really cool for me. And to see the fact that he's really invested in his artists, that's a really cool thing as well.
So if you weren't really familiar with Nick Jonas's music in the beginning, what did you know about James Taylor, who was the mega mentor?
That's the funny part. Since I didn't know Nick Jonas's music at first, that's the funny part because I knew James Taylor. He's a legend, and his name actually was around the house when I was little all the time. That was probably the first record I ever listened to, and it was on a record player.
Your parents' record?
Yeah.
Had you sung any of his songs?
You know, I had never performed any of his songs, but I definitely sang them around the house. Like, I'd be going around the house and just, whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself. Just because it's so, you know, it's classic music. It never gets old.
So how has the coronavirus changed the production or your involvement with this? Or was this all taped in advance of it so it really didn't, or the space that you would have normally had from January or such to the live shows?
Yeah, so it's changed quite a bit from my end, but from the blind auditions to the knockout rounds, that was already taped. And so there was no issue there. I know a lot of people were like, oh, how can they have an audience with the knockouts when all this is going on? But that's the cool part.
Magic of television.
Yeah, the magic of television. Exactly. So we were able to film it a while ago. So that's the cool part. But moving forward, I think The Voice will be releasing a statement soon about where they're going. But for now, I don't really know what's going to happen.
Can you say, was the taping then like Christmas or Thanksgiving or January before or after the holidays?
It was, trying to remember. I'm pretty sure it was in January.
So talk about your singing experiences here in Greater Cincinnati. I've seen that you were involved with community theater and what, you did a year or two at Kings Island?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been doing community theater around Mason and around Cincinnati since I was about 8 years old. You know, I love doing that while I did it, and did it all through till about a couple years ago. And that's when I auditioned for the Kings Island shows. And so I was able to work there last summer and be in their country show. Which, that's interesting, because I actually said that in an interview for The Voice. I was like, hey, if Blake Shelton ever sees this, I was just in a country show. So keep that in mind.
So a year ago, this would have been April, May, spring of last year. Were you already performing at Kings Island, or do those not ramp up until the summer?
I think we started in May last summer. So we started in May, and then we practiced for a couple weeks, and we only practiced for about 3 weeks until we opened, and then we did like over 200 shows. So it was a wild ride for me, being in a space. We were in the Fest House, and so people are eating while they're watching. So some people would be very involved, and some people would look up at you and then look back down and just continue to eat their food. So you didn't always get that energy from the crowd. So that was definitely a learning experience for sure.
So how do you wrap your head around it? A year ago, you're singing in the Fest House, and now a year later, you're singing on NBC TV for millions of people.
Yeah, I don't know. I never would have thought that I would be here right now. You know, when I originally auditioned, I sent in a video audition, and I just kind of said, let's just send it in and let's see what happens. You know, I don't know if I felt completely ready, but I was just going to go for it. And I went for it, and I'm so glad it paid off. But each round, each step of the way was definitely a confidence boost. Like, yeah, I'm here for a reason. I can do this. So it's been a wild time, and happy that I get the opportunity for sure.
So how has your life changed in the past 2 months?
I think it's changed a lot, because 6 months ago, I did not have any social media. I got an Instagram about 6 months ago. And I only had 300 followers, just my friends and family around the area. And now I'm up to 27,000 fans, so followers. So that's been a huge part of the change. Just to be able to connect with that many people over a platform like social media has been really cool, because they're my first fans. And so I'm going to remember them for the rest of my life. It means the world to me that they follow my story and follow my music and journey on The Voice.
Have there been like local groups or events or even sports teams that have reached out and said, hey, we'd like to have you sing the national anthem or have you attend our event or things like that?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I think for sure the virus has stopped some of that, but definitely, you know, considering doing all of that, especially when this is over, you know, I want to get out there and perform all around Cincinnati and start giving people a lot more music for sure.
What style of music are you most comfortable with? Is it, I mean, you did the country show last summer, but what kind of style or artist are you most comfortable with, genre are you most comfortable with?
Yeah, so throughout my whole career, musical career, I've sang classical, I've sang opera, I've sang musical theater and country and pop music. But I think where I like to say that I thrive is in pop music. And so I write music as well, and that usually comes out sort of pop, but it depends on what I'm writing. And so I'm excited to see how I evolve as an artist coming up and to see what music that I'll put out, because I think it'll be really exciting to see what style I become through all of this. But pop music for the most part.
So it's your senior year. Do you plan to go to college? Has The Voice changed your plans? What are you going to be doing in the fall?
Yeah, right now I'm keeping my options open. There's always the option to go to school for music. And then there's also the option just to start a career. And I think I'm leaning toward just starting a career, but you know, college is still on the horizon and I still have time, but I'm just waiting to see how the show goes.
So this would be my last question. If you could wave a magic wand, what would you be doing 5 or 10 years from now? Are you touring as a national pop artist? Are you on Broadway? Are you writing hits in Nashville? What's your vision for success, you know, 5, 10, 15 years down the road?
Yeah, I would say all of the above. You know, I'd like to build my platform enough to where I can get my music to as many people as possible. And yes, yeah, I'd love to tour around the country and even the world and bring music to as many people as possible. And I'd also like to see my music be successful on platforms like Billboard and making the charts and stuff, because that's always an artist's dream to see the numbers. You know, it's not all about the numbers, but that's also very fun to see, you know, your music be successful. So I'd love to tour. I'd love to release a few albums in the next 5 or 10 years. And I love writing music as well. So I'd like to do all of the above for sure. And if those opportunities for me to do Broadway shows come along, I'd gladly take them.
So that dream seems within grasp because of The Voice. But has this always been your dream as a kid?
Yeah, actually, when I was 6 years old, I asked my parents, hey, can I have singing lessons for Christmas? And I think they took a step back like, what? Our six-year-old is asking us for singing lessons. But, you know, a couple months after that, I was able to start singing lessons. And I actually would love to watch Michael Bublé, his TV specials, and listen to his music and watch some of his live shows, you know, on YouTube and stuff. And he really inspired me to want to do what I do, to be a singer, to be an entertainer, just because of how well he connects with his audience, how well he connects with his fans, and just how talented he is. So I think he was my first musical hero, and he really got me thinking about that dream, like what I want to do and what I want to become. And yeah, I think God has placed that on my heart ever since I was little.
Well, Michael, thanks for joining us tonight, and good luck Monday night.
Thank you so much, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
I've been speaking with Michael Williams of Mason, who learns Monday if he's advancing to the live competition of The Voice. You can find more information about Michael on our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm John Kiesmiller.
At least for once, I can say this is mine. You can't take it. Love.